Wisconsin's marriage equality story is apparently over. Any two people of consenting age in the Badger State can now get married. That's the result of U.S. Supreme Court's decision this morning not to take up State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's appeal.
District Judge Barbara Crabb ruled this past June that Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Van Hollen appealed that decision to the 7th District Court in Chicago, which upheld Judge Crabb's ruling.
Van Hollen hoped that the U.S. Supreme Court would again consider the case, but it has chosen not to, declining that appeal along with cases from four other states. That means that Judge Crabb's ruling is the law of the land in Wisconsin. Same-sex marriages are legal and constitutional.
WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson was at the Dane County Courthouse in Madison this morning after the news broke, and he joins us now. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to hear you. Well, we heard this morning that the Supreme Court would not take up same-sex marriage appeals from any state. What does that mean today here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, for such a huge decision, it was pretty unceremonious. The Supreme Court didn't issue an opinion. It didn't even have any explanation of its ruling. It just had a list of cases that it would not be hearing. Wisconsin's was on that list. So that means that the lower court's decisions in the Wisconsin case stand. In this case, a district court with Judge Barbara Crabb ruled earlier this year that Wisconsin's gay marriage ban was unconstitutional. That went to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which also ruled that Wisconsin's gay marriage ban was unconstitutional. The Supreme Court had a chance to weigh in on that. They decided not to. But in deciding not to, I mean, they made a pretty big decision. They decided that those lower court orders would stand. And so now that's the law of the land in Wisconsin.
In not deciding, they effectively decided.
And it was a huge non-decision. One line in a very lengthy list of cases that they wouldn't take, and they made history.
And you've been down at the Dane County Courthouse today. What was the scene like? What did you see?
Yeah, I didn't camp out there as long as some other reporters did. I can tell you that in the time that I was there, it was nothing like in June when the district court issued its initial order in this case. When Judge Crabb ruled the marriage ban unconstitutional, there was just this huge crowd, this lengthy celebration that spanned really a week. But especially in those first couple days, you just had couple after couple going to the courthouse and getting married right there in the front steps. At that time, there was some question over, well, you know, will a higher court turn this off right away? I mean, will they vacate Barbara Crabb's order? When could that happen? It could happen any moment. And so people who wanted to, the security of marriage, people who wanted to be married, jumped at that possibility. There's no such urgency now. The Supreme Court's order isn't going anywhere. I mean, I don't see this being undone. I mean, there's possibilities that it could be, theoretically, but even Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who defended the marriage ban in court, said that this is the law of the land now, essentially. I mean, Van Hollen's statement essentially said that it's now our job to help institute this law.
Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was reporting that clerks in Madison and Milwaukee will be issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples should they wish to get married. Is this true across the rest of the state already as well?
I saw scattering reports of some clerks taking more of a wait-and-see approach. I know that when we talked to the clerks in Milwaukee County and in Madison and in Dane County today, they said they talked to their corporation counsel, and it wasn't even a close call. I mean, they viewed it as a very clear, step by the U.S. Supreme Court that they were to start issuing licenses today. And so that anybody that wanted them, Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald said they would issue them as soon as somebody walked in the door. They would start that process for getting a marriage license.
And is there any kind of wait should someone come to apply right now? Usually, I gather there's a 7-day wait until you can actually make it official.
From what McDonald told me, it's going to be more the conventional time frame. Because there's no rush now, because people aren't trying to get married before another court order comes down and takes away that right, and because For example, in Dane County, they don't have a bunch of officiants there waiting at the door to marry people. At least in Dane County, they were telling people, look, we're going to proceed as anyone else would here. And so we'll see how that plays out. I know that at least today there were a lot more reporters down at the city-county building than there were couples looking to get married.
And how has Wisconsin's Justice Department responded so far to the news?
They said in an order that, they acknowledged that Barbara Crabb's order from earlier this summer, District Judge Barbara Crabb's order, now stood, and that that was what DOJ was now going to enforce. One question that is left unresolved, most of it's pretty unambiguous, but there is some question about what about those 500 or so couples who got married earlier this summer after Judge Crabb issued her ruling. Are they married in the eyes of the state? Governor Walker was asked about that today. He had no comment on it. We posed that question to the Department of Justice, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's office. They had no comment on that. And so the ACLU said at their press conference today, they firmly believe those people are married. We have not heard the state of Wisconsin respond to that point specifically today.
And in terms of the ruling overall, or not lack of ruling, I guess I should say, what did J.B. Van Hollen and Governor Walker say about it?
Governor Walker voted for the same-sex marriage ban in 2006. He's been a supporter of it. He's been with J.B. Van Hollen on this, defending the lawsuit. But he said today, talking to reporters, that as far as he was concerned, his quote was, "For us, it's over in Wisconsin," talking about the fight over gay marriage. He said that we're not going to look back. He said today, we're just going to enforce the law as we said we would all along. If that's what the court ruled, that's what we're doing. Scott Walker is obviously in a campaign right now. His Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, called the ruling an important step forward for Wisconsin. Burke said, quote, "No loving, committed couple should ever be denied the freedom to marry." She wanted to say, quote, "Those who have stood in the way of this progress, including Governor Walker, are squarely on the wrong side of history."
Does this change anything as you see it in the November election, that this is now a done deal?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a couple schools of thought on that. If public opinion, it seems pretty clearly the public opinion is shifting to support marriage equality and to support same-sex marriage. And because that's, you could say, well, Democrats have held that opinion since before it was popular. And so there's an argument to be made that they might reap the rewards from that electorally this November. There's another school of thought that says Republicans, if they were standing in the way of something, well, they're not anymore in Wisconsin because the Supreme Court took care of that. So, voting for Mary Burke or voting for a Democratic attorney general candidate isn't going to, change anything on this particular issue in terms of how this legal battle proceeds.
That was 8 years ago that the state constitution was changed to put the ban into place. What factors do you think led to this, abrupt turnaround now?
That is really hard to put your finger on. I mean, there has been kind of, it really felt like an abrupt changing of opinion here on this issue. I mean, if you watched public opinion on this, it did seem to be veering toward more and more support of same-sex marriage. But even a couple of years ago, I know supporters of same-sex marriage who fought this referendum said, if we held another vote today, it'd be close. But I'm not sure how we do. I think where we stand today, if you took this, the court's ruling aside and just put it before the public again, I think they'd feel pretty good about their chances. So, I don't know what we can put our finger on one event that happened. And it's certainly not Wisconsin-centric. I mean, you see this happening all over the country.
Well, Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
That was WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson talking about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to hear the appeal of Wisconsin's same-sex marriage case, making marriages between any two consenting people in Wisconsin legal.